Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. In this video, we're going to be speaking about why failure is not an option and how you can grow, you can develop, and you can evolve more than you can ever imagine when you know that failure is not an option. Because you have a chance to get back up, you have a chance to learn something new, and you have a chance to try something new. Failure is not an option because you learn on your journey. You learn on the go, and you learn more about who you are becoming. You can only become when you fail, and when you fail, you are able to learn. When you're able to learn, you turn that failure into knowledge. Welcome to another episode, or your first episode, to Failure is Knowledge podcast. In this podcast, in this conversation, in today's topic, we're going to talk about how we turn failed setbacks into success and become our own somebody. If this is your first time here, say this is my first time in the chat, because we're diving deep on why understanding why failure is not an option, because you have a chance to retry, you have a chance to relearn, and you have a chance to recommit. Let me write it on the board. Failure is not an option. Failure is not an option. And option. Failure is not an option. Let me show the camera. Failure is not an option. There is a book. Ironically enough, there's a book called Failure is Not an Option. In this book, there is a pilot sharing his different stories on how he learned throughout the wars, throughout the different wars, learning different planes, and learning like different scenarios. It's a long listen. Like, I listen to a lot of audio books. It's a long listen because it's over 18 hours. Nonetheless, the title caught my attention when I started listening to the book, when I started hearing the information. It was kind of boring, not gonna lie. It was kind of hard to listen to because they were speaking about things that I wasn't interested in. But I was like, I'm going to commit to this process and commit to listening to this book, because it might be information inside of this book that I might not ever heard before. Or it might be a different perspective, or it might be a different point of view. Somehow, some way, I can gain some knowledge from this. The title alone, Failure is Not an Option, because you can always find a way to get back up. You can always find a way to learn something new. You can always find a way to rediscover yourself. It's understanding that you can rediscover yourself, because failure is not an option, because you have to be okay with trying. You have to be okay with learning. You have to be okay with developing. Development takes time, because you have to get you have to be willing to be uncomfortable learning and figuring out the journey, figuring out yourself, and figuring out what you would like to do. If it was easy, you would have already done it. But since it's challenging, you have to push yourself. You have to know that every step you take, you're getting better. Every risk that you take, you're evolving. And every time you evolve, you will fail again. Failure is not an option, because you just don't die when you fail. You just don't. Life doesn't stop when you think you are a failure. When you think you are a failure, you don't think you're enough. When I thought I was a failure, when I failed all these different classes, when I failed all these different tests, when I wasn't able to pass at a high score, it wasn't the fact that I was a failure. I just didn't learn the information better so I can take the test even better. You see, many times in life, it's the test that will test you. But to determine your strength, you have to be tested a lot. Failure is not an option because you have to keep testing yourself. You have to keep improving yourself. You have to keep evolving. The first point I want to hit on is that you have to test yourself daily. Test yourself daily. Test yourself self daily. Test yourself daily. And I'm going to show the board right here. Test yourself daily. In other words, in a different way to say this, is that you have to be okay with not understanding what you are doing every single day. And every single day you have an opportunity to grow, to develop, to learn. But you have to be willing to test yourself. Failure is not an option because you're testing yourself. You're not going to pass every test. In fact, you might not even score high on every test. But as long as you show up in the room, as long as you sit down at your desk, as long as you get your pen and piece of paper out and you take this test, many times in life it's taking the test that will help you overcome this failure. Failure is not an option because you have a chance to learn. You have a chance to develop. You have a chance to evolve. Failure is not an option. Because just because you fail one test, in my case, just because I failed my driving test 4 different times, in my case, in my situation, just because I failed my ASVAB test, my military test 3 times, it wasn't the fact that I failed. It was more so that I kept showing up. I don't have to be the best. In fact, I don't have to even score the highest. Failure is not an option because the more you show up, the better you become. The better you become, the more you learn. The more you learn, the more you turn this failure into knowledge. Failure is not an option because you have a chance to learn what the failure even consisted of. How did you fail? Why did you fail? How did you overcome it? Failure is not an option because you have to find a way to test yourself. I remember when I was in high school, and the yearly exams came around, the yearly test that every student had to take, and the teachers was there, and the building was quiet, but we had to sit in our desk for a whole school day and take the school exam. It wasn't until we had to take it every year that I'm like, man, maybe I'm just not good at test taking. Maybe it's just me. Because the teachers are doing their job. Maybe I'm not understanding what they are teaching. Many times in life, it's the lessons that's taught to us. Correction. Many times in life, it's the lesson that we catch, that we are able to understand, that we are able to put together, that will help us turn this failure into knowledge. Because failure is not an option. Failure is the way to grow. Failure is the way to test yourself. Failure is the way to improve. You can only improve, watch this, when you are able to fail. You can only grow when you learn that you're doing something wrong. You see, failure isn't an option because failure gives you a chance to grow. You can only grow when you give yourself permission to be tested. You see, many times in life, you're getting tested. You just have to understand why you're the one that's being tested. I used to always ask myself, why did I have to go through that? Why did I have to experience that? Why me? And then as I got older, got more experienced, got more educated, I started to ask myself different questions. Why not me? Why can't I make a difference? Why can't I put myself out there in a way that's going to help others? Why not me? You see, many times in life, it's changing the way you look at the question to know that failure is not an option. Failure is the way to help you grow. Failure is to help you learn. Failure is the way that's going to make you test yourself. You can only test yourself when you stop asking the questions of why me in a, what is it called? In a, What is it called? Not negative way, but we're going to go with negative. When you look at failure as an option to grow, failing because of a lesson that we all have to go through. Failure is not an option, because every day you get up, you're not going to be perfect. Every day you get up, you're not going to be great. Every day you get up, you will have to work on something. Failure is not an option, because when you test yourself, you're becoming smarter. And when you test yourself, you are passing your test. When you test yourself, you are showing up in a way that will help position you differently later on in life. Life is going to show you why failure is not an option, because failure comes from you taking a chance on yourself. You have to take a risk for yourself. You have to be willing to be uncomfortable. To be uncomfortable, you have to know that everything is not going to go your way. To be uncomfortable, you have to know that you won't be great doing everything. To be uncomfortable, you have to understand that you are learning on your journey. Failure is not an option, because you're able to learn. Failure is not an option, because you're able to grow. Failure is not an option, because you're able to develop. What are you developing? You're developing yourself. What are you growing? You're growing within yourself. What are you improving? You are improving yourself. Failure is not an option, because you have a chance to grow. You have a chance to develop. You have a chance to learn. The reason why failing is so important, because if you talk yourself out of trying, how do you grow? If you talk yourself out of attempting the effort, how do you evolve? If you talk yourself out of doing something that you put your mind to, how do you improve? Somebody asked me a long time ago, they say, how do you do it? How do you stay consistent? How do you stay focused? How do you stay committed? And I say, one day, I'm going to make a difference. One day, I'm going to help somebody become their own somebody-ness. One day, I'm going to help a lot of people. Until that day, I need to be grateful for the opportunities that I have today. The little small audience, not even little, the audience that I have today is growing on a steady basis, because I'm able to be consistent, I'm able to be committed, and I'm able to fail fast. Failure is not an option, because you're able to fail fast. You can't be afraid of failure, because failure is going to help you grow. Failure is going to help you improve. Failure is going to help you evolve. But you cannot grow, improve, and evolve if you're not willing to take that first step out on faith. To test yourself, you have to know that every step that you're taking is going to be challenging. It's going to be overwhelming, because you can't prepare for the future. You can't predict the future. You can't see the future. My favorite TV show was The Flash. And in this TV series, The Flash was the fastest man alive. And he can run fast. He can go back in time. He can travel in the future. He was a superhero that had speed, because he controlled the time. You see, the challenge that came from controlling the time is that even though the past is already left, you cannot go back in history and change what has already happened. You see, in the TV series, The Flash, not only did the Flash parent pass away or get brutally, you know, get pass away, he tried to go back in history and change what has happened to his mama. You see, the TV series The Flash not only demonstrated that, but it showed what would happen if he tried to change the past. The future will be destroyed. The future will change just as much as the past. I said that wrong. The future will remain the same based off what has happened in the past. The past has already happened. And when you are taking this chance on yourself, when you're taking this risk for yourself, you have to move fast. Just like The Flash, you have to run fast. Just like The Flash, you have to control your time. Just like The Flash, you have to move on at an urgent pace. Because the faster you fail, the more you see that failure is not an option. Recently, I've been learning more about business and really understanding the what goes into business, what goes into marketing, what goes into everything that goes into business. I'm learning. Like, I'm always finding a way to learn. And recently, I discovered information. I learned new information that I studied a year ago, that I studied a year and a half ago. And the reason why this is so incredible is because when I started learning the information recently, I was like, I remember this knowledge. I remember this information. But maybe I wasn't ready for it. Maybe I wasn't ready to understand the knowledge. Maybe I didn't fully comprehend of everything that was going on, because there was so much going on. And so when I started learning about business recently, it made me more aware that I don't know as much as I think I know. And this is only, it's not even bad. It's positioning myself because now I have to understand that I'm being tested. Now I have to understand that there's an uncomfortable phase that I have to go through to become comfortable, because when I become comfortable, I'm learning more. But in order for me to learn more, I have to fail fast. And as I'm failing fast, failure is not an option, because you're able to fail faster. The reason why that's so important is because when you test yourself, hello. Let me show the board. When you test yourself, top right there. When you test yourself, you are challenging yourself. In life, there's not no one who would like to get to the next step who are not challenged, and who hasn't failed, and who hasn't done horrible in a lot of things. When I was young, growing up in Little Rock, Arkansas, I used to think that everyone, majority of people who had a lot of money was the people who was born into the money, who was born into wealth, who was born into already successful. And then as I got older, then as I went to the Marine Corps, then when I went to California, then when I went to Missouri, then I went to these different places. I know it's not the country or multiple different countries, but it was out my hometown, which is Little Rock, Arkansas, and it gave me a different perspective. It gave me a deeper meaning behind what success and hard work looks like. Reason being, because it doesn't matter where you come from. It matters what you are able to do. It matters where you're able to go. It matters how fast you are able to fail. If you're able to leave your hometown, you're not failing. You're changing your environment. If you're able to leave your hometown, it's not failure. You're just growing. If you're able to leave your hometown, there's something more here. There's something bigger here, but you don't see it. You can't see it. How can you see it if you're just in your hometown? Being in my hometown is great. I love my city. Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm going to rep it to the day I die. I got a shirt that say Little Rock, Arkansas. And when I go to people and I try to explain to them where I'm from, a lot of times they be like, where is that at? They be like, I ain't never heard of that before. They be like, where is that on the map? So I proceed to show them, like, where is it on the map? And, like, it's an actual place. I'm surprised you ain't never heard of it before. Here's the kicker. Just because I grew up in a place, just because I grew up in a certain environment, just because I grew up in a certain way, doesn't mean that the people who didn't grow up like me wouldn't understand where I'm from. What it means is that I have to get outside of myself, outside of my environment, outside of my hometown, and really explore what failure looks like. Failure is not an option because you have a chance to leave. Failure is not an option because you have a chance to grow. Failure is not an option because you are able to improve. You can only improve when you are able to take that risk and test yourself, push yourself, challenge yourself. Every day you get up, you have to find a way to challenge yourself, to push yourself, and to grow. Because what happens many times in life is that we get so comfortable that the everyday life becomes so calm and at ease and at peace. We stop challenging ourselves. We stop growing within ourselves. We stop developing ourselves. Development comes from commitment, and commitment comes from you taking that risk. You have to be willing to test yourself, because if you're able to test yourself, you're able to fail. You're not going to get something. You ain't going to get life right on the first try. Absolutely not. There's opportunities that you can create, that you can grow, that you can develop based off the failures that you are able to take early. The more you fail, the more you learn. The faster you fail, the more you become more developed. You can only grow if you are able to fail. You can only fail if you are able to test yourself. And I say test yourself because you have to challenge yourself. I say challenge yourself because you have to take that leap of faith. Because that's what you're taking. You're taking a leap that you don't know where you're going to land. It's like when I was playing football. I actually saw this yesterday. Or the day before yesterday, we went to the University of South Florida. It was a little kid, probably about 4'2", like the height-wise. He wasn't tall, it was a kid, like developing and growing. I literally saw him jump, on the little vertical testing. What a vertical testing is, a stick that have like sticks on the side. Hold on, let me draw it real quick. It's a stick that has like little things on the side, and when you hit this, it go that way. Yeah, see, little sticks on the side, and when you hit it, it like goes and it tests your vertical, like how you jump. I used to be so bad at that when I was playing football, because I'm like, I don't need to jump high. I don't need to jump high. I just need to run. I just need to run and be focused on what I'm doing. But here's the thing, just like in football, just like in basketball, just like in baseball, just like in soccer, just like in cheerleading, just like in drill team, just like in any sport, you have to be tested in different ways. It's going to test your skills and abilities. Your skills and abilities have to be tested for you to become better. You can't be great if your abilities are not tested. You can't grow if you are not tested. You can't improve if you are not challenging yourself. There are so many different ways to challenge yourself, but we have to be open to the challenge. We have to be open to the test, and we have to be prepared for the test. Many times in life, you have so many different tests that's been thrown at you. Failure becomes an option because you're not focused on the growth. Failure is not an option when you're able to focus on what's in front of you, when you're able to focus on the test, when you're able to focus on the questions that's been asked to you. Failure is not an option because you have a chance to always grow. You have a chance to always improve. You have a chance to always learn. The lack of information is the most difficult thing to understand, because how do you know what's not out there? How do you know what you do not know? How do you know that you are well prepared for the test? You see, my biggest challenge was I wasn't really... People say that I got a book smarts, which means that I'm able to pass my classes, pass in school, and really that's it. But outside of school, if it's not dealing with a book, if it's not dealing with writing, if it's not dealing with turning paperwork in, they say I wasn't that smart. They say I didn't have life skills. And my mama, who was a single mama raising three boys by herself, used to say, son, it's common sense. I often say, as I got older, I said, Betty, you do know just because it's common sense to you doesn't mean it's common sense to me. It's not the fact that I don't fully understand it. I just don't comprehend it. It's not the fact that it's not common sense. I just have to learn what common is. I have to learn how to use my sense. In order to use your sense, you have to understand what you are getting yourself into. It's not the lack of common sense. It's the lack of information. It's the lack of awareness. It's the lack of understanding. You can't understand life if you're not challenging yourself. When you start to challenge yourself, you start to understand the test that you are going through. My biggest challenge when it comes to taking tests is that I always second-guess myself. And when I don't think I'm second-guessing myself, I still don't score like I would like to. And that's okay, because I know even though my test scores are not that good, I do the work to balance it out so I can at least pass the class, you know what I mean? So I'm in college, and I have to really understand that every time I'm going to college, every time I'm going to class, I'm being tested. The professor gives us questions. The professor gives us information. And towards the end of the class, towards the end of the week, towards the end of the month, we have a test. Now, whether you pass or fail determines on the effort that you're putting into the test. And so life is going to show you that the more you put into yourself, the more you will be able to be well prepared for the test. You might even still fail. On the contrary, you showed up and took the test. Failure is not an option, because failure can be learned. Failure can help you grow. Failure can help you improve if you are able to take that test. You can only take that test if you show up. And just because you show up, you have to be willing to sit down and do the work. As you're sitting down to do the work, you have to know that the work is going to push you just a little bit. The work is going to be overwhelming just a little bit. The work might seem like it's complicated. It might seem like it's not doable. It might seem like there's so much that goes into it. But until you recognize that failure is not an option, the more you show up, the better you become. The more you show up, the more information you will have. The more you show up, the more you grow. You see, that's the next point to hit on, is that you, when you test yourself daily, you have to grow with yourself. You have to grow within yourself. Test yourself daily. Grow your mind. I'm going to put that. Grow your mind. Grow your mind. Grow your mind. Show it right there. Show it right there. And the reason why that's so important of growing your mind is because you're expanding the knowledge that you have. Just because you think or might feel like you know everything doesn't mean you know everything. It doesn't mean you understand everything. There's so many different books that come out on a daily basis. I wish I had the data for that. But there's so many videos, so many books, so many different ways to give out information. It would be a lot to say I've learned everything about developing oneself. No, I'm still learning. I'm still watching videos. I'm still educating myself. When you grow your mind, you're educating yourself. As you educate yourself, you have to educate yourself on a subject that you don't fully understand. There's languages in these books. There's languages that people speak in different industries. There's languages in everything that we're doing. We have to learn what language is being spoken where we are at. Failure is not an option because you can learn the language. Failure is not an option because you can understand the language. Failure is not an option because you can become more educated. Education doesn't have to just be in school. Education can come from life. Education can come from people who are more experienced. Education can happen on a daily basis. They got so many social medias. They got YouTube. They got Facebook. They got LinkedIn. They got TikTok. They got Twitter or X. They got Twitch. They got Snapchat. They have so many different social medias that you can learn how to grow your mind. Growth comes from a decision. And when you make this decision, you are making it because you want to be tested. You are making it because you want to learn. You are making this decision because you want to evolve with yourself. Evolution doesn't happen overnight. Evolution happens over time. Meaning, the day that you start failing doesn't mean it's the day that you're going to start evolving. What it does mean is that the day you start failing is the day you start learning. The more you fail, the more you learn. The more you learn, the more options you have, because failure is not an option. Failure is a test that you have to go through. Failure is knowledge, because failure helps you be more prepared. Success, people say that it's easy to have success. People say it's easy. Let me know in the comments right quick if you're tapping in. Let me know. They say success is easy to hold, it's easy to have, it's easy to achieve. I say I disregard, because success is the byproduct of failure. You have to be willing to fail a lot to know that you are growing within yourself. Thomas Edison made over 1,000 light bulbs. To be exact, I'm going to double check it, but I think it's a 1,063 light bulbs. And as he, in the book of the book with Henry Ford, he shared that the amount of times that Thomas Edison did the light bulbs, he literally trademarked the amount of times that it took him to produce the light bulb. And he trademarked his experience. By trademarking, I'm saying he protected that number. He protected himself, and he protected the experience that he just gained. You cannot be protected if you're not educated. You cannot be protected if you haven't failed a lot. You are not protected if you haven't taken a test for yourself. You have to test yourself. yourself to know that failure is not an option. I don't care how many times it's going to take me to make an impact. I don't care how many times it's going to take me to make a difference. I don't care how long it takes. I just know that failure is not an option. So every day, I'm going to test myself. Every day, I'm going to do the work. Every day, I'm going to be committed to making a difference. Because when I have that drive and that ambition, life is going to show you that you're able to help more people in a major way. But first, you have to help yourself. But first, you have to test yourself. But first, you have to fail. Failure is not an option, because failure helps you be prepared. Failing helps you learn. Failure helps you become. You can only become if you have failed a lot. My first video, my first podcast episode that I made in 2021. When I made this podcast episode, I was camera shy. I didn't like my voice. I didn't like how I showed up on camera. I didn't even like how I sounded. And so I didn't even put a camera right in front of me. I just put my microphone up. And when I put my microphone up, I literally pressed the red button. When I pressed that red button, it started to record. And when it started to record, I remember trying to speak and communicate for 5 minutes. And 5 minutes felt like 2 hours. It felt so long. I felt so uncomfortable. I felt like I didn't know what I was speaking about, because 5 minutes felt like a lifetime. But here's the thing. Those 5 minutes turned into great opportunities. You can only fail when you're able to do the hard things for a long period of time. You can only become when you failed a lot. And by a lot, I'm talking about more than 10, 20, 50, 100 times. Like, you really have to push yourself. You really have to encourage yourself. You really have to inspire yourself to really learn this information. Because until you learn it, until you get educated, until you put yourself out there, you have to learn how to grow your mind. I was growing my mind when I started to launch my podcast, when I started to make videos, when I started to have conversations. I was growing my mind because I became uncomfortable. You can only become comfortable when you learn that uncomfortability helps you grow. So am I going to always be comfortable? No, because I know I can always be better. I know I can always develop. I know there's new information out there that I don't even know. So I need to commit to the process. I need to commit to the journey. I need to commit to everything that I'm doing, because one day I'm going to make a difference. Hello, hello, hello. Let me know in the comments right quick. Hello. Dang, where it go? Where it go? Where it go? Where it go? There we go. Hello from your wife. What's up, wifey? Many times in life, when you recognize that failure is not an option, there's a reason behind success. Successful people, what I've learned throughout speaking to different countless of successful people on my podcast, on Failure is Not a Podcast, I was able to see and hear the stories that they're able to share with me. I'm able to ask them questions. I'm able to gain experience. I'm able to hear different stories. And as I'm speaking to them, they're sharing their trials and tribulations. They're sharing the memories that they have and what it took to be where they are at today. I'm listening to them, I'm hearing them, and I'm respecting that they chose me to share their story with. You see, many times in life, it's the story that matters, because when people don't see your story, when people don't see what's going on, when people don't recognize what you have been through, they think you got it all put together. In reality, you don't have it all put together. Here's the truth behind it. You're putting it together. When you put it together, people start to say, like, man, you got it going on. People start to say, man, what you doing, I support you. People start to say, keep going. What am I keep going if there's no results? What am I keep doing if I'm not understanding how to do it? Why do I have to keep showing up if showing up has no results? Failure is not an option, because you get results. Rather, you fail, and or pass. If I took a 20 quiz test and I ended up passing the quiz with the 20 out of 20, I got 20 questions right out of 20 of them, and I got 100%. The results I got back was that I passed. Now, say I take the same 20 question test and I end up failing the test because I scored 4 out of 20. And I get the results back and the scores say 4 out of 20. They write it in red. 4 out of 20. And they circle the 4 and put a big old F. Because the F represents failed. You can't become successful if you're not willing to fail. If you're not willing to fail, you cannot grow. I remember I took this biology class, and in this biology class, we took six to eight different quizzes. And in this class, we took quizzes, we took tests, we did the lab work. And over time, it was so hard for me to pass the class because I didn't pass any quiz, any test. I only think I passed the lab because my score was so low. Nonetheless, I failed biology. Instead of a big old red elf, let me draw it in the picture so I can trigger some, not trigger, but I can show you what I'm talking about. A big old elf, and they circle it too. They circle it just like that. They circle it too. They want you to know you failed. Instead of a big old F on my paper, it literally was like, you have to retake the class. Instead of red, it was a black F, and it was failed. In life, failure is not an option because I was able to take biology again. This time, when I took it, I was able to work with my classmates, ask the teacher, ask the professor questions, and just really be engaged with the information. Because this time, I'm not taking this again. I'm not taking biology again. I promised myself that I will only take it twice. And the promise came true because I only took biology twice. You see, in my life, I started to understand that oftentimes it's hard for me to pass like standardized tests more than once. If I'm taking it once and I end up passing it on the first try, that was pure luck. But since my luck is really bad and I have to take multiple different tests, multiple different times, multiple different days, my luck is non-existent. Failure is not an option because you don't have to have luck to succeed. You just have to have the willing to show up. Doesn't matter how long it takes. It took me 4 times to get my driver test. It took me 4 times to get in the Marine Corps. Three times to get in the Marine Corps. On the ACT, the school scores in high school, my high score was a 17. You can't do nothing with a 17 in college. And I'm thinking that the scores is going to stop you from getting into college and getting educated. In reality, you're just going to have to take classes, or what is it called, intermediary classes, to help you learn the information. When I tell you it was the best algebra class I've ever taken, I literally passed with the B. You see, failure is not an option because eventually you will pass. Failure is not an option because eventually you will succeed. Failure is not an option because eventually you will become better. It's the time that it takes. It's the effort that it takes. It's the moment that it takes. It's the struggle that it takes. You have to be willing to fail a lot to know that you are getting better. The last point I want to hit on, the last point I want to cover, is that when you grow your mind, you build your endurance. That's the last point I want to hit on. Grow your mind, build your endurance. Endurance. You build your endurance. Now I'm gonna show it on the board. Build your endurance. By endurance, like, you know how you go running? And you go running for a short period of time and then you automatically get tired? And then when you go running again, you get tired a lot later than you did the first time. And so on and so forth. You're building that, you're conditioning your mind, you're conditioning your body. Excuse me, you're conditioning yourself. You have to build your endurance. You have to build your strength. You have to build your capacity. You have to build your mind in a way that's going to help you grow and evolve. It's going to be challenging. It's going to be overwhelming. But just because you have to push yourself doesn't mean you are not good enough to be pushed. You have to be pushed to become better. You have to be encouraged to be inspired. You have to be determined to know that one day you will be good. One day you will be better. You see, failure is not an option, because one day you will be a lot better. Failure is not an option, because one day you will be a lot smarter. Failure is not an option, because one day you will be a lot stronger than you can ever imagine. Reason being, because when you get strength, you can go longer. When you get strength, you can strive longer. When you get strength, you can have more motivation, because the pain that you have went through, the failure that you have experienced, and the moments that you thought you let yourself down, you're building your strength, because you have the endurance to keep showing up. You have the belief to keep showing up. You have the determination to keep showing up. You have the will to keep showing up. But see, to have the will, you have to know. You have to develop and get educated and grow within yourself. Failure is not an option, because it's a way to help you grow. It's a way to help you heal. It's a way to help you improve. As you are improving, you are becoming. As you are becoming, you are evolving. As you are evolving, you are pushing the limits that you thought that you can have. Limitation is lack of self-belief. Limitation is imposter syndrome. And limitation is saying, I'm not good enough. But what if you are good enough to know that you are able to change your life? Failure is not an option, because you have to be willing to test yourself. Failure is not an option, because you have to be willing to grow your mind. Failure is not an option, because you have to be willing to build your endurance. You have to be willing to build your strength. And you have to be willing to build yourself. Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on why failure is not an option, and how you are going to keep building your strength for yourself so you can become the person that you desire. Let me know in the comments. I love to read it. Make sure you like, hit that subscribe. And oh, by the way, if you haven't yet, hit that like button and click this button right here to watch more videos on how to become your own somebody-ness.